They were great memories. I don't appreciate you saying 15 years because that makes me sound ridiculously old. And the way you said it as well, 15 years ago. But no, in all seriousness, it was a great game. I remember rightly, I think Kamara was up front for them. I think Stevie G was playing for them, a young Stevie G. I just remember it being a real ding-dong of a game and us managing to get the result in the end and myself scoring the winner. So, it was a great occasion.
Nobody gave you a chance, really. You were a team in the second tier back then, as Rovers are today, and it was quite a late goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and you're right. Everyone had written us off. I think Blackburn as a club had kind of been written off at them times. But we went to Anfield. It was a good game. I can't say we were all over them at any point, but we held our own, and then quite late on managed to pick up a ball from a through pass from Per Franssen and slot doing my right first time. So, great days, great memories.
He was someone you knew well, wasn't he? You played with him a number of times.
Yeah, I played with Per a long while at Bolton. And then, obviously, we both ended up at Blackburn and he went back to Bolton and I went down to the Midlands. But they're things you tell your kids about these days.
Tony Parks was your manager on that night, in between Brian Kidd leaving and Graham Souness coming in. What was he like to work for?
Tony was okay. Didn't particularly get on really well with him or really badly with him. It was just, you know, kind of a middle-of-the-road situation with Tony. And he was a great servant for the club. Done a lot of good things at the club. Many a time the club was in between managers or whatever. He always was there to pick up the reins. So regardless of what people think or say, you know, you have to give the man credit for what he'd done at the club.
You saw a few managers come and go, didn't you, in your relatively short time?
I mean, I signed for Roy Hodgson, and within about 6 weeks, I think Roy was gone. I did realise about 2 days after signing for Blackburn Mind that all wasn't well in the camp, you know, and that's not something you ever get a feeling for without meeting the rest of the lads and seeing how they are with the manager. And then, Brian Kidd came in, which was a bit of a whirlwind situation. Just remember, you know, the fittest players at the club were struggling to get out there and get going on a Saturday. You know, we really, at that point, I think we were a team just overworked. And but because we had a fantastic squad, he did bring in good players on top of already good players. So it should have been a walk in the park for us. But it wasn't. He left. Souness came in towards the back end of the season. And then, you know, in all fairness to Graham, you know, got us promoted the following season in second position, I think.
Are they good memories, Nathan? I suppose it was a sort of up and down time for you personally, wasn't
it? Yeah, because I never really suffered bad injury until I went to Blackburn. And I've always said it was probably a change in the training conditions. Bolton, we were still training on, you know, really heavy pitches, thick mud. And Blackburn was just like going to, you know, like a bowling club, rock hard. And I think I suffered an Achilles problem. I tore my thigh twice, or tore my left thigh and my right thigh 2 days after coming back from recovery. So I had a lot of injury problems. I'd never really been injured at that point, and kind of that's what slowed me down from my career then towards the back end. But the memories, I wouldn't change them for a minute. You know, it was fantastic, great place. Loved being out in the valley where the training ground was, kind of a bit of a country bumpkin. So it was a pleasure driving into training every day. It really was. I know a few people still in Blackburn, a few friends, and yeah, it was all in all, it was a fantastic time for me. And great memories, like I said.
And the Rovers of today have put two Premier League teams out so far in this cup run.
Yeah.
Can they do it again at Anfield?
Yeah, I said if they beat Stoke, I'd give them every chance of going on to the semi-finals. And, you know, the confidence they gained or would gain from beating Premier League teams and the way they beat Stoke. It wasn't like, ooh, you know, got away with one there. They took them to task. They put them to bed. I think the manner in which they won the game, they should be flying high on confidence. And every footballer knows with confidence, you can achieve almost anything.